Josh Duhamel calls out condescending Hollywood actors preaching politics, "Why would I alienate half my audience?" by Simon Kent on March 26, 2026. Hollywood actor Josh Duhamel believes his condescending peers should stop preaching politics and just get on with their jobs. Declaring Wednesday he is Tuesday Today commentary on affairs of state because, why would I alienate half my audience? The Ransom Canyon star, 53, made clear his stance while appearing on an episode of The Megyn Kelly Show. "I have real strong opinions about things, but I don't really talk about them," he said. "Why would I alienate half my audience? Because I respect their views on things, but I'm not going to preach to them. They can believe what they want. I'm just here to make cool stuff," Duhamel added with a touch of self-irony. Duhamel went on to assert it should be a growing trend for rich Hollywood stars to not disclose their political views. "It makes perfect sense," he added. "If you really want to be a success in this business, why would you make half of your audience despise you by your political beliefs? Maybe they don't care? I don't know. I look at it like a business decision." The actor then compared himself to a court jester whose goal is to entertain and not lead public political debate. Duhamel has company when it comes to telling cosseted celebrities to just zip it. As Breitbart News reported, rock legend and Kiss crooner Gene Simmons unleashed on Hollywood names who lecture Americans about politics, saying earlier this month people in America work hard for their living and they don't want to be lectured by people who live in mansions and drive Rolls Royces. "Shut the fuck up. Do your art and shut up," Simmons told TMZ when asked about Hollywood celebrities like Ben Stiller going after President Donald Trump. "Nobody's interested in your opinions. That includes me. Who I vote for, who I like. Who the fuck do you think you are?" Simmons said of politically loud celebrities always inserting themselves into everyday events. Simmons spoke a few days after actor-director Ben Stiller raged at the Trump White House for using clips from his hit Vietnam War satire movie Tropic Thunder in an Operation Epic Fury promotional video. "We never gave you permission and have no interest in being a part of your propaganda machine. War is not a movie," Stiller said, apparently missing the irony that the video used was from a movie he starred in, wrote, and directed that was about a war. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.